It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Are you there, vodka? It's me, Chelsea. That's her book, but she's actually taken a break from vodka. Talking about Chelsea Handler, who says she has a new lease on life. She's making the rounds, talking about her new tell-all memoir, a new Netflix documentary, Hello Privilege, It's Me, Chelsea.
Yeah, I started doing stand-up again, and I was sober because I just don't drink as much anymore on stage, and I realized it's a whole new world out
is
there.
It? That just sounds miserable.
Well, she used to, do the late night circuit, so she'd be cocktailing left and right. She said she's fuzzy. She didn't really, remember shows, but now she does, and she's like, it's a whole new experience. It's like if we tried to do this show sober.
I know.
It'd be weird.
Who knows how this show would sound?
Exactly. We're just kidding. All right, so Blake Griffin was president at Comedy Central's roast of Alec Baldwin and Caitlyn Jenner, also in attendance. Now, Blake gave a little roast about Caitlyn's daughters.
And on behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues.
Liv, the web girl, sent me another clip, too. I was watching. There was some great lines from Blake Griffin. I can't wait to watch this.
Because sometimes
they're so the roast, but it seems like this will be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Talking about good ones, Kelly Clarkson's talk show, sure to be a big hit, debuted, and none other than Steve Carell opened it up.
Live on tape from Universal Studios in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Clarkson!
That's awesome. Whoever thought of that deserves a raise.
And when he was shooting that, the 40-year-old virgin, those were all just impromptu lines. I mean, that wasn't in the script. He just screamed out Kelly Clarkson. Of course, now it's iconic. So very cool. She had Dwayne The Rock Johnson as her first guest, who filled in for a Kevin Hart, of course, with a tragic accident. But go Kelly. She is just so cool and real, and I wish her the most success with her new show.
I look forward to actually getting to check it out because I love Ellen, and I feel like Kelly has got that personality that she could do a show for a long time and talk to anybody.
Absolutely. I want her to sing on it, too. Well, Ashton Kutcher stopped by Jimmy Fallon and revealed he sees Jimmy's face in a peculiar place.
Your face is handsome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, every time I go into my business manager, I have to look at your face. Did you know that?
No.
There's a poster of you and Drew Barrymore in the bathroom, and every time I take a leak, it's sign, put this in your bathroom, love Jimmy. And every time I go there to go to the bathroom,
no, you know what I wrote on there? I wrote this, don't hang this in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom, and I got to look at you every time I pee, and it's a little weird for me.
That would be so awkward.
Do you think we should put our faces up in the bathrooms here?
You should have a urinal cake, one of those things.
No. I want it above. See, that's where they would put it. If they put anything, they'd put it down below. I want it up top, face level.
That would be awkward and weird.
But I don't mind.
Just in the men's room, we say that's okay, right, Liv?
Yeah.
Well, we could have you and the ladies. Okay, something to think about. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.